Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 19th of November, and here in Auroville is cloudy on 23 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is considerable cloudiness with a shower or heavier thunderstorm in the area, mainly early in the day, and considerable cloudiness with a couple of showers over the night. Temperatures from low of 23 to high of 28 with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Chance of thunderstorms is on 60% and on precipitation on 58%. Winds from northeast at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. The threat of flooding will become more isolated for the rest of the week in southern India despite continuous showers and thunderstorms. The second tropical low impact southern India in the past 10 days has weakened while moving westward across the southern India, but it will continue to produce locally heavy rainfalls through this weekend. The tropical low responsible for the recent flooding will track westward into the Arabian Sea, where there is a small threat for development into a named tropical cyclone. Even if development into a tropical cyclone occurs, it will be well off the India coastline with no future impacts expected. An abundance of tropical moisture of the southern Bay of Bengal will continue the threat for rain and thunderstorms this weekend. As a result, there will be a threat for localized flooding in Sri Lanka and Tamil Nadu. The weather will turn more tranquil during the middle of next week across southern India. However, another threat could develop in the Bay of Bengal late next week and bring the danger for flooding back to southern India next weekend or early the following week. 70 people have lost their lives in southern India due to the heavy rain and floods. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 53%. Money for the Masters, the Mime Festival in Auroville is going on. It started on 12 and it will finish on 24th. And modus operandi of this festival is Miming for the Masters. On 22nd of November, they will have a common show with Auroville artists, and on 23rd at Bharat Nivas in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, we can expect Gala Mime Show. Otherwise, on Wednesday 25th at 6 p.m, we are invited to Deepam for the Deepam Celebration of Light. On the full moon, they will light more than 1,000 oil lamps so as to create an ethereal atmosphere. Kartikeya Deepam has for the centuries been celebrated. It originated from the legend of Lord Shiva, who had transformed himself into a divine flame. A big fire is lit for this night on top of the holy mountain in Tirulanai. At Deepam, they work with children and youth with special needs for their surrounding villages. Deepam means light, so they choose this name for their project because they want to bring light into the lives of children who are disadvantaged. We are supposed to use the road from Kulapalam down to the beach until we reach on the right the big orange gate, which was previously last call entrance. We just need to follow the lights to reach Deepam. And they're asking us to be on time because there will be a small program with their children. On Tuesday 24th at 10:45 a.m., we are warmly invited to join Savitri Bhava's campus for the first brick ceremony for the Sangam Hall. With that, they will start construction of this new element of the Savitri Bhavan campus in the international zone. On the same day, Tuesday 24th, between 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we are warmly welcomed to the opening ceremony of Auroville Design Service of Designs, New Wing and Mangalam Campus between Wallpaper and Bamboo Center. On Wednesday 25th, from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m., musical meditation for the full moonrise with sacred mantras of India recorded music. Access only from the office gate. Here's an interesting invitation from Auro Anam. They're saying they're having a Sunday chill at Auro Anam and inviting all patrons for an evening of bonfire, music, free Wi-Fi and mouth-watering ethnic food prepared by Moite. From hand-picked mushrooms to tender leaves of pumpkin grown at their farm, they strive to surprise you well-developed palate. It's open every Sunday from 6 p.m. onwards. And Krishna Tiwari, would like to inform Orville friends that the stock of his book A Soldier's Voyage of Self-Discovery, first published in 1995 and reprinted 7 times up to 2012, have exhausted. It was published in All India Press in Pondicherry, which has since closed down. So he is happy to say that Claude Arcui has now published a new edition on digital basis with many editions. It's being printed by Christine in the Orville Press. So Krishna Tiwari is happy to convey the gratitude to Claude and Christine for their spontaneous help. As printed copies are delivered, he has shared a few already within Orville and outside to dear friends. They shall be made available in the main library and in Orville schools. Requests for any personal copies can be made directly to Krishna Tiwari in Oromodel or in Orville Archives in office at Bharat News. Here's something about Waste Thermocoal Project. Thanks to a grant from Stickney Desire, they have been able to upgrade and develop their processing of waste thermocoal, producing a well-utilized building material. So now they are able to process much more material, and the amount collected by Eco Service in Orville is not sufficient. They have a provision under the project to collect waste thermocoal from the villages and transport it to Eco Service for processing. They need a person to coordinate and manage this collection. If you are interested in working for the reduction of waste around Orville, this would be a good job for you. There is some project money for this, but it will not be enough for maintenance. They are actually looking for a dedicated, idealistic person who wants to do something for the environment. You can get in touch with Dorothy on 262-2238. At Cinema in Bharat News Auditorium this Friday and on the following Friday 27 there will be no movie, because our film will be the International Film Festival of India in Panaji in Goa, in view of preparing the 9th panorama of contemporary Indian cinema, which will take place at Bharat News in February 2000. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Inhabit Permaculture Perspective, which was made in 2015 and directed by Kostap Butsikaris. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. we can see Paper Towns, made in 2015. It's a drama mystery romance and directed by Jake Schreier. Tomorrow there will screen Action Adventure Science Fiction Fantastic Four, made in 2015 and directed by George Trank. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m. we can see a Korean drama, A Brand New Life, made in 2009 by director Umi Leconte. On Saturday we will see international comedy Fading Gigolo, made in USA in 2013 and directed by John Turturro. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. there will screen animation adventure The Jungle Book 2, made in USA in 2003 by director Steve Trinbert. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we will see animation adventure Watership Down, made in UK in 1978 by director Martin Rosen. From Sri Aurobindo's Savitri we read, "Whatever the appearance we must bear, whatever our strong ills and present fate, when nothing we can see but drift and bail, a mighty guidance leads us still through all." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orovilleradio.org.